Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is going to the show, and I'm just the regular guy. So Ryan Reynolds is back as Deadpool in Deadpool 2. Oh, he's so good in these movies. You know, I never need to see Ryan Reynolds in anything else again. As far as I'm concerned, Reynolds is Deadpool to me. That's it. No more romantic comedies, please. He's the merc with the mouth who cannot be killed, and his wisecracking, the high-speed action, and the cartoon gore make Deadpool the most adult and maybe the most fun of all of the Marvel Universe movies. And maybe Deadpool is a lower-rung Marvel Universe guy. I don't know, but I'll tell you what, he is quite the earner. The first one was the biggest box office R-rated movie ever, which Reynolds points out, because he's always talking. Oh, he's always talking over that fort wall. He never shuts up, even through all of the action and ultra-violence. Right off the bat, he's telling you, this is a family movie, and he's basically right. And that, well, it's about family. Him and his wife from the first movie, they're planning one, but then something tragic happens, and that don't work out. So he tries to get himself into the X-Men club, to no avail, but he comes across this abused and angry mutant kid, takes him under his guidance like the indestructible uncle dad he could be, which brings him in a conflict with Cable, played by Josh Brolin, who could be up for Marvel Villain of the Year, because as you may know, he was also Thanos in Infinity War. Well, here he comes from the future with a mission to try and stop the kid from becoming the monster he's destined to be. So Deadpool puts together a protective force, a team of low-rent superheroes. He calls them X-Force. And that includes scene stealer Zazzy Beetz as Domino, whose superpower is luck. Turns out luck is a valuable superpower. Needless to say, the movie is super action-packed. It's directed by David Leitch, who made Atomic Blonde. The movie never sits still. Reynolds never stops talking. And there is one hilarious and disturbing sight gag that alone makes this a vital and needed sequel. It's Deadpool 2. Now, you want to hear some of my other reviews? Get those at 93XRT.com. And I'm just a regular guy on 93XRT, Chicago's finest rock.